The Evangelical Presbyterian Church Program Officer in charge of men's desk, Reverend Collins DeBras and Papa, has entreated key players in partisan politics to be guided by ethical standards of integrity in their acts and utterances as the country prepares for the 2012 general elections. He said it is necessary for Ghanaians to take a cue from the mayhem and destruction in parts of the world resulting from civil and political unrest being championed by some aggrieved political leaders. Reverend Asenfaba was speaking in Accra at the induction service for the newly elected West Volta Presby Executive Officers of the EP Church Men's Fellowship, a Newstext report.
Since its inception, the West Volta Presbytery Fellowship has been one of the most vibrant in the EP Church over the years. It has more than 1,200 members in 51 congregations. The 8-member new executive officers were elected at the Presbytery's 13th Annual Delegate Conference held at Akosombo in September last year. They include a lecturer at the University of Ghana and management consultant Dr. Kweku Mensah-Ganu as chairman. Other officers are Wisdom Kpo as Vice Chairman, Godfred Tete as Secretary, Samuel Delkuma as Assistant Secretary, Michael Amlade as Treasurer, WO1 Gabi Agbeve as Organizing Secretary, Kojo Ejabing as Financial Secretary, Felix Abiti as Welfare Officer. Reverend Asenpapa urged the newly inducted officers to be guided by Christian ethical virtues of humility, perseverance, commitment, honesty, probity and accountability in the discharge of their duties. He said most leaders fail to win the trust and confidence from their followers due to greediness, pride and arrogance. Reverend Asenpapa urged the new leaders to emulate their predecessors whose services received overwhelming commendation from the Church and Fellowship Fraternity. A former synod clerk of the EP Church and the Fellowship's facilitator, Reverend Lord Singh Dapasu, enumerated some achievements of the outgoing officers during their tenure. They include the establishment of a mutual welfare scheme and cultivation of mango plantation. In his acceptance remarks, on behalf of his colleagues, Dr. Ganu appealed to members of the fellowship to rally behind the new executives with diligence and commitment to enhance the spiritual and infrastructure development of the fellowship and the EP Church.
That was a Newsday report.